Ho, ho, ho. By the time this airs, is that the word? Or is it drops? By the time this drops. Ugh, I am so old. Anyway, by the time that you're listening to this, Santa will have been and gone. Except he doesn't exist. But don't tell Amelia that. She doesn't even know what Christmas is yet. It's my unconventional life. Silly. I went to the woods because I wanted to live deliberately, to front only the essential facts of life, and see if I could not learn what it had to teach, and not when I came to die, discover that I had not lived. My name is Nigel McGuinness, and this is my unconventional life. It's a podcast, it's a journal, and in a way, it's an examination of what happened when I tried to love and be a parent outside of society's norms. But most of all, hopefully, it's an honest, unapologetic, and insightful journey into my genuine desire to be my most authentic, peaceful, and positive self in the world. Sponsored by no one. Every week, I detail my own journey as a parenting partner, a lover, and a friend. And occasionally discuss my untraditional views and aspirations with other people too. Ultimately though, it all comes back to one question. How do we best find and express love in the world today? I had the whole week off this week, so was back in LA for the first full week in about 18 months. Although as you're listening to this, I will be headed most likely into the California mountains to get away from it all for a day. To get away from what? Well, the anxiety, the thoughts, the future tripping, just fresh air, trees, and my balls. Testicular breathing. Yep, I have been continuing with the sexual Taoism exercises. And not a lot to report thus far, but that does sort of bring up a real issue that has come up for me in the last month. How to be truly open about my life on here, when I have a need, and dare I say, it is prudent to keep certain portions of my life to myself. The truth is, perhaps I can't. I've got literally 5 pages of notes on here, of things that I didn't want to talk about on here at the time, some of which have slipped in as time has gone on, and others that have been lost to time, and others still are stuck in my brain like plaque, which all began when Eri wanted to originally change portions of the contract early on, before Amelia was even born. And on that subject, there still is the resentment towards her, and I think perhaps there always will be. But back to my original point, as I start going further down the path of dating, I feel I'm going to want, or rather, as I said, it will be prudent to keep that to myself. Out of respect to the people I'm dating, perhaps, but as much because I want Eri and my relationship now to be just business, a parenting partnership and nothing more. I have volunteered to watch Amelia so Eri can go out more often in the evening. I have no interest in what she does when she does go out. We did a couple of things as a family over the holidays, like going to a candlelight service at the LGBTQ-friendly church on Franklin Avenue, and opening presents together Christmas morning. But there's still a huge pit in my stomach about carrying on as though none of the things that happened in the past happened. Again, I think we really are going to have to see a therapist, or at least sit down and talk openly and honestly about everything that's happened that has swung us so far from what we originally agreed upon. And to be honest, that seems highly unlikely. But be that as it may, what does it leave to be talked about on here. I mean, there's no time to do any more interviews. And in terms of vague theoretical discussions that I like to have, well, kind of had them all. And as time goes on, in some ways I feel like I'm back on a familiar track in my life. There are moments that I feel great hope and excitement at a future that seems immense, such as the upswing of life's cycle sometimes, when limerence shimmers like a natural elixir coursing through your veins. I did read a little in the Sexual Kung Fu book this week about Taoist energy exchange without sexual intercourse, which seemed interesting. I've always maintained that my need to connect with the feminine went far beyond simple intercourse. That sometimes just being in the presence of feminine beauty and energy, when directed at you, interacting with you, is enough. But seriously, what has this become if I stop sharing fully? Well, perhaps a true, authentic indication of where things stand in my life right now. For the time being, certainly. Hiding, while confused, yet full of passion and hope. And I'll see you next week in 2019. Jesus. Well, that's another week gone, and everyone a blessing, every day, every moment. So I appreciate you spending any of yours listening to this. Drop me a line to myunconventionallife2016@gmail.com if you have any comments or questions. And if you like the show and know someone else who might get something out of it, tell a friend. I will be back next week with a week's worth of thoughts and emotions, and hopefully a little joy too. But either way, until then, wherever you are and whoever you are with, be kind to yourself and to others. It's perhaps the simplest way to make this world a better place. Hello.